Proclamation number 8118 of 6th of March, 1962. Urgency and justification of the revelations. And you'll always be allowed to experience your Father's love, for I will stand by you in every adversity, I will guide your thoughts and lead you on all your paths. For it is my will that you should work for me, because I can only look after a few people with a task which, however, is necessary for people's salvation. I can only address a few people directly and instruct them in the pure truth, but these few shall also use all of their strength to spread the truth. They should always be willing to listen to me, because my direct address is an act of profound love for you humans and you can derive immeasurable blessings from it. You should let me speak to you as often as possible, for then my light and my strength will flow to earth and this flow will not only be received by you but also by many beings of light and also by self-aware beings which are poor in light and greedily receive it because it does them good. Because they draw strength from it which they need. I only ever want to make you, who want to serve me, aware of the urgency of my word being conveyed to earth. You should not believe that you are doing useless work because you can see little success yourselves. You should only always be willing to serve me as a vessel into which I can pour my spirit. For your free will must declare itself ready for this, because I cannot force a person to serve me as a mediator if I want to address people. And I always want to direct your thoughts so that you now do what corresponds to my will. So through you fellow human beings shall learn about their outcome and their goal. They shall know that they are creatures of a power which called them into being in love and wisdom, so that they should experience endless happiness. For I myself, your God and Creator, wanted to give myself away in my infinite love, and I therefore created vessels for myself into which I could pour out my love. I created beings for myself which I shaped in my image. And you humans shall know that you are these beings but that you did not remain as I had created you but that you turned yourselves into the opposite in free will. You should know that this was your original sin, that you turned away from me and that you now walk the earth because of this original sin. That you have reached the end of your earthly course as a human being and that in this short earthly lifetime you should return to me again in free will, from whom you once voluntarily separated. You should know the outcome and goal so that you live your earthly life consciously. And therefore you also have to gain knowledge of your God and Creator, because all knowledge was lost to you due to your fall into sin. And only I myself can impart this knowledge to you by speaking to you and because you humans are mostly unable to hear me. I therefore express myself through a person who allows this direct address of his own free will. Therefore you should listen to all my messengers when they inform you of what you need to know in order to consciously live your earthly life in accordance with my will, which is now made known to you and only ever consists of you humans having to reintegrate yourselves into the law of eternal order which you once overturned, that you have to live in love which you once rejected and therefore fell deeply. For love is my primal element which also once called you into being. Love is also your original substance, your actual nature, which you yourselves only turned into the opposite and therefore you have also become unhappy. The principle of divine order is love, and you all have to live in this order if you want to be divine creatures again and unite with me as the eternal love. And I repeatedly try to convey the knowledge of this to you humans through direct communication, which is therefore of utmost value and the spreading of which is my will, because it will only be a blessing for all of you humans if you know your beginning and your goal and consciously strive towards this on earth. Amen.